Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Wandering One podcast, the first one for 2024. Hello and welcome. Podcast brought to you by Wandering One Studios and your host, yours truly, Link Flores. Thank you, everyone who's been supporting the podcast thus far. It's been a ride, and I'm really excited to continue to see what happens in 2024. Real quick, let's get some housekeeping out of the way. First and foremost, as promised, the Patreon tier levels have shifted. They are now $3 per month. You'll get two bonus episodes exclusively for Patreon listeners. And the bonus episodes from December, which I promised to be free, will be going up this weekend. And I'll be working on them over the course of this week. So keep your ears open for those on your right there on the Patreon at patreon.com/wanderingonestudios. You get a chance to listen to those exclusive episodes for free. And then the January episodes will be available for $3 per month for subscribers. So thank you, everybody, for your patience. Thank you so much for your continued support. I appreciate each and every one of you. If for some reason you can't get enough of listening to me on the podcast, and I can't say that I blame you, you can always go and check me out over on Twitch at twitch.tv/linkib, where I do various video game content. We're leaning a little bit more into RPGs this year. Perhaps I can finish one of the Final Fantasy games I haven't finished over the last, 20, 30 something years. But just generally having a good time over there at twitch.tv/linkib. And if for some reason you wanted to grab some LinkIB or some Wandering One Studios merch, you can head on over to streamlabs.com/linkib/merch. And that's where you'll find some hoodies, you'll find mugs, you'll find t-shirts, just a bunch of different products over there, and some updated designs I'm going to be working on will be arriving between February and March. Just takes a little while to kind of get that stuff all drawn up because it's all created by yours truly. So all the designs are made by my hand and with a little bit of love. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that there. Well, now that we got the housekeeping out of the way, again, since we just mentioned Patreon, I wanted to tell you something that I found pretty interesting. I do like the idea of Patreon as a website because I like the fact that, you know, you can host your content of pretty much any kind, any ilk, on the internet. It's a nice little place for you to call home and to disseminate your content to people, and also structure it so that if certain people decide they want to provide more support, you can reward them accordingly. That's a thing that I might consider now that I have at least one tier level in there, but first I want to make sure that I can consistently deliver what I've already promised, and that has proven problematic, mainly because I started doing this during the holiday season. So it was kind of like I bit off a little bit more than I could chew, but it was all in good faith, and I do intend to make good on it. However, there are other people out there on Patreon who haven't had such a great time, and I've been supportive of a couple of different Patreon creators in the past, one of whom I didn't realize I was still actively supporting, even though they had cut off their flow of content. The other one has a very slow trickle stream of content, and I was like, yeah, that's fine. I can continue to support these folks because I love what they do. I appreciate the product that they put out, and I'm cool with that. What I didn't realize, and no one tells you right up front, I knew that Patreon had made some shifts to having an account that generates revenue, and they take a portion of creator revenue to support the site. Now, I don't necessarily have a problem with this notion. One, I was grandfathered in, so I pay significantly less than some of the other higher tier levels. But two, it's a nominal amount. And if you make even if you make maybe like 20, 30 bucks on Patreon every month, the amount that they take it's a bite, but it's not as big a bite as they could or, a place like Twitch does take. So I didn't feel too bad about it. However, only having had a couple of Patreon supporters over the last couple of months, I went to go and look and I found out that my wife mentioned there was a credit card transaction for 50 cents. I was like, that's weird. I don't know why that would come. And I mean, it is the card that I use for Patreon, but why is there a 50 cent charge? Well, it turns out they were going to actually take all of the money that I had made from Patreon out of my Patreon account and put it towards any pledges that I actively had. One, I don't make a whole lot of money, so why would you take it? And then two, I already had a credit card on file. Why didn't you use that? Why are you taking the money that I just earned, my little bit of pennies, and you're gonna take that and use that? Then why do I even have a credit card on file? Why the fuck am I doing that? It makes no sense at all. So I had emailed to question about the 50-cent charge, and then we started to figure out, oh, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. I got an answer from Patreon, and that was their answer. Instead of using the card on file that you specifically requested to use for paying these things, we just figured we'd take the cash you just made. Fuck you. That actually goes into my own separate bank account for this kind of stuff, and it was not cool that they just yoinked it. And here's the other thing, too. Somebody will probably say, oh, it's probably in the terms of service. Yeah, where? Buried in the small print? And I think that that's one of the things that pisses me off about it is that, you know, I just started making money on Patreon and the first little bit of money that I made, they absolutely just yoinked. It probably wouldn't be as frustrating if it weren't for the fact that I actively have a card that they should be using for that. But then they just unilaterally decide, well, we're just going to take this now. Fuck that. So I'm going to be looking at probably replacing Patreon and doing something a little bit more insular, something that I have more control over, and I don't have to worry about somebody being snaky with the finances. That is a huge, huge red flag for me. And just seeing that this week, I'm like, that is not okay. Especially, like I said, you have an alternate method of payment for this other stuff. What happened if I'd subscribed to some other service that they offered, for example? Maybe they offer like a web hosting for my online merchandise, right? And I decided I want to switch from Streamlabs over to Patreon. And they just decide, well, it costs like $15 a month to host your site. Maybe I'm okay with that. And maybe I only make like $30 a month through Patreon. And they go, well, you have a card specifically dedicated for making these payments, but instead, we're going to take it right out of the money you've already made, which they already take a portion of anyway. How is that fair? How is that right? I don't get that. And that really pissed me off. So I think we'll be looking at some outside web hosting for Patreon content. And if and when that happens, I'll move and migrate all that content over there until I can figure out what the hell happened. Because this just seems a little egregious. And like I said, there's probably something that's buried way down in the deep text that they've crafted for this thing. But that still feels like a shitty, snaky move. Specifically, like I said, I've got a credit card on file for this shit. However, moving right along, we're going to pop into the Gridiron Gripes. And I think you guys may recall that I made the joke that if I ever watch the games, they always seem to lose. And every time I call for a team to win, they lose. Well, guess what? Last Gridiron Gripes, I actually got it kind of right. It was a little bizarre. I had picked that, I was picking that everybody was going to lose, and I was like, okay, so maybe it's opposite day thing. If I say the opposite of what I want to happen, then the thing that I really want will actually happen. So I said that everybody would lose in week 17, or going into week 17, and it turns out that everybody won except for one team, and I was pretty excited about that because I was like, I didn't really want Jacksonville to lose to Tampa, but I was like, well, we'll see what happens. So for this upcoming, for week 18, I said Chicago and Pittsburgh would lose and that Jacksonville would win to the Carolina Panthers, albeit barely, which was, kind of just me wishful thinking, right? Well, turns out that everybody won, which was amazing. I was kind of trying to do an opposite day thing and I didn't really want Jacksonville to lose to Carolina because that would have been a huge embarrassment. But here we go. The Bears literally plucked the feathers off the Falcons 37-17. That was just a tremendous turnaround for the Chicago Bears. I didn't really see them winning against Atlanta, and I hadn't really got a chance to watch much of Atlanta, but I'd seen enough of Chicago to know I didn't really hold out any hope. If you'd asked me to put money on the game, I would have just been like, whatever it is you wanted me to do, just ask me to do that instead. You know, it's like, oh, I'll pay you $5 if you eat this. I'll just eat this. You know, I don't want to bother putting money on this. The only downside was, again, like we said before, the NFL just can't get enough money from enough revenue streams, so they decided to move these games to Paramount Plus. I couldn't get that to work, so thanks a lot, NFL and Paramount Plus. Thank you very much. However, a Bears win is a Bears win. I guess it's better late than never. it's hard to be excited about it. You know what I mean? Like, on the one hand, I'm like, yeah, sure. Chicago's my team since I was a child. Love them. And now they've become like the lovable losers. But lately, it's just losers. And it doesn't make you feel good. You never want to see your team lose. But I mean, I'm kind of at the point right now where it's so late in the season. You should have just kept losing. You know, maybe parlay some draft picks out of it or something. I don't know. But really, we just need the McCaskies to go away forever and ever. Amen. And hopefully that will open up some room for upper management and, you know, the team itself to make better choices and build a better team. And then we move on to the Jaguars, who actually declawed the Panthers 26-0, which is a trouncing. But I also can't feel too good about this one either. Carolina is weaker than, like, the drinks at an all-ages rock show. So, like, I don't know if it feels good to just beat up on the, you know, short kid in class. That's kind of the way I see it. You know, it's like going out for, like, you know, going out for a basketball game as a kid, and all the tall kids gather around and shoot and dunk on the shortest kid in the class and make fun of him. That's kind of what it felt like to watch the Jaguars beat the Panthers. And it was really weird because I wanted to watch that game, didn't get to see a lick of it. Matter of fact, I watched hardly any football over the holidays, which was bizarre for me. But I think it was also because we were so busy running around and trying to get all kinds of other stuff squared away. Just didn't really have the time or the energy to sit, which is weird. Didn't have the energy to sit and watch TV. Yeah, I just didn't have I didn't have the spoons to invest in what emotional roller coaster I might be on if I decided to stop and watch. But we wonder if Beathard's going to actually keep this starting job to close out the season. I mean, who knows? Anything could happen, right? Trevor Lawrence being injured this close to the end of the season, maybe they're going to let Beathard continue to play until the playoff picture becomes more clear. And after that, we'll see what Trevor Lawrence can bring to the table. But I don't know. So I guess now is as good a time as any for Jacksonville to try to make some moves, evaluate how they want to proceed forward with their quarterback decisions, and maybe, you know, step on a couple more necks on their way to try to clear up the playoff picture. Who knows? Also, like I said, didn't get to watch much football. Steelers managed to sneak right past the Seahawks. This is the one that I thought might have been a tight game, and I actually assumed that the Steelers would lose this one, but I didn't know for sure. This is one I would have really liked to have seen. Not really having much of a clear picture of the Steelers or the Seahawks this year. This probably would have been a more engaging game for me to watch than anybody else. The Jaguars took a pretty solid shape over the course of the season. The Bears have been consistently shit, so neither one of those would have been major surprises. I joked about Jacksonville losing, but I actually kind of figured they would win. I just didn't want to root for them, you know, to beat up on the little kid. But who knows? Here we go, going into the next week of the season. I'm going to say everybody loses. Let's hope that opposite days is also today. Used to be Wednesdays when I was a kid. I forgot to mention that this is being recorded on Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. But I guess you figure that out when you hear this episode airs this evening. So the Ravens are going to... I'm going to say the Ravens are going to beat the Steelers, the Titans are going to beat the Jaguars, and the Packers are going to beat the Bears. Two out of three of those are going to be 100% correct. I'm going to guess that you guys will figure it out. We'll all figure it out in just a little bit. There's only a couple more days left in this week, and there's only a couple more weeks left in the regular season before the playoff picture's solid, and we'll know very soon who's going to be going to the big game, as they tell you to call it now, the Super Bowl, because nobody's paying me to not say the Super Bowl. I think that's so dumb. You can't say the Super Bowl. You have to say the big game because the Super Bowl is a marketing tool. Shut up. If I said the big game, that could mean anything. You don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have to make it clear what I'm talking about either. I can be as oblique as I want to be. I say the Super Bowl because it's the Super Bowl. What better marketing tool could there be? Why would you not want people to say the name of your thing? Like, if I told you as I'm doing this podcast and I was, let's say I was sponsored by somebody, you know, and like, you can't mention the podcast. Oh, I do a thing where I talk into a microphone and, you know, sometimes people can listen to it on the internet or maybe they listen to it on their phone or something. What's it called? It's like a show, you know, it's casted out to the internet. Like, come on, man. Just say what it is. That's one of those weird things that they're like, just did a Super Bowl. Then I don't want your money. Screw you. Like, I hope nobody watches. It's never going to happen, but whatever. You got to take a stand somewhere, right? Oh, speaking of which, I just saw a news. I meant to mention this in the notes, but I forgot. I saw a news outlet actually reporting on the very same thing I was talking about before, where Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and a couple other streaming services have increased their prices, some of them upwards of $3 to $5 over the last year. And, you know, people are wondering, like, what is the point of these increases? How are they getting away with this? Well, one, they're getting away with it because people want to watch their shows. And they know that if they got you over a barrel and this is the only place you can get your content, well, yeah, naturally, you're going to eat it just so you can watch your TV. And they've made cable pretty much obsolete and useless, although cable had a big hand in doing it to itself. But now it's gotten to the point where streaming services keep stacking on and stacking on pay increases over the course of the last year. We were talking about it in the block. I want to say like maybe episode 9 or 10 of the podcast, how Netflix has gone up almost $4.50 just in 2023 alone. And it's a little egregious, you know, but they keep getting away with it. So if it makes national news, there's got to be something to it. But here's the thing. No one's going to stop. No one's going to stop. I've talked to the wife about this. And she says if they go up one more time between the last increase and the end of January, we're canceling them for the year. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I would rather not hand them money hand over fist to just continue to raise the prices every, you know, 4 months just because. Yeah. And I get it. Some people are like, well, they got all this extra new content on there. Yeah, because they're profit sharing with other companies. I guarantee you that whoever they're getting their content from, when it wasn't on Netflix, it lived somewhere else. And then they're like, well, you know, we got a bigger market share. You give us a portion of your profit and we'll play your stuff on our network. And they're like, fine, we can't beat you. Now they're just steamrolling everyone. But I honestly believe, and I really do believe this, that if everybody who has, of everyone who's installed Netflix or, you know, subscribed to Netflix, just in North America, if 1/3 of North Americans canceled their Netflix subscriptions on the same day and then just didn't bother renewing them for 3 months, Netflix would have no choice but to roll back their pricing and be like, look, okay, we get it. No more price increases for X amount of time. Then you'd win all those people back. And it would break them probably financially to lose 33% of their overall income just in a 3 month period. It would probably crush them. It would probably cripple a couple of shows that you were interested in watching, but I can only imagine however many millions of Netflix subscribers there are out there, like 1/3 of them just go, fuck it, not doing it anymore. Man, that would be a huge kick in the teeth. And the biggest problem is that nobody's really willing to sign on for it, you know? That's the hardest part. It's like, I'm down for it because I don't care. There's plenty of other stuff to watch. I got other things I need to do and could be doing. If I don't get to watch Netflix, ooh, you know, I mean, come on, there's Disney Plus, there's Max, there's Paramount Plus, there's Hulu, there's all the other services out there on the world. If I wanted to take it and stick it to Netflix, it wouldn't really break my stride. I'm like, whatever. But again, you'd have to get enough people to jump on board and just don't see that kind of come togetherness when it comes to sticking it to corporations, you know. Pointing the finger at big government, that's cool. You know, pointing the finger at the police for police brutality and racial injustice, that's cool. We can all kind of get on board with that. But God forbid you don't get to watch that next season of The Great British Bake Off on Netflix. That'd be too much. Nevertheless, I digress. There's other news that's out there, and some of this news is not comforting at all. Most news isn't, actually, if you think about it. But this one is a little scary. This reaches a little closer to home for me and especially some of my friends that are out there. It's going to be a weird one. This is regarding a local gaming arts and cosplay convention. And I say local in the sense that it's in the state of Florida, but it's actually held in Orlando. It's called Holiday Matsuri, or Holmat for short, H-O-L-M-A-T. Over the last Holmat event, there was some questions about reports of people being drugged after one of the parties that was held at the convention. And you go through Reddit posts, TikTok posts, Instagram, Facebook, other social media. And I know that people can say that these reports can be overblown. Sometimes they can be, you know, a friend of a friend told me this kind of thing. And I'm going to be 100% transparent with you. Nobody that I know personally who went to Holiday Matsuri has suffered, to my knowledge. Now, I don't know how it all shook out. All I'm going to say is I'm very interested to learn more about this topic, and I'm not reporting on this necessarily, and I'm not even necessarily gossiping. I'm putting this out there because I want to find out more about it, and I only have so much of a reach. By putting this out there to the podcast listener, I might be able to get in touch with somebody, perhaps somebody who works in the organizational, you know, in the organizational theater for Holiday Matsuri, somebody who works for the hotel where it's held. I think it's the Orlando Marriott, if I got that correctly. Is it Orlando World Center Marriott? Yeah, that's it. Maybe I could get a hold of a representative from the Orange County Sheriff's Department. That would be great too. All of those things would be very helpful, and it'd be amazing to be able to get that information, but I am just one person. So while I will give you some of what I have heard and some of what I've been able to read, I want this to be clear. This is not a reporting of any kind. It's more of a fact-finding mission that I'm kind of crowdsourcing in a way. So part of the reports were saying that several individuals were possibly, quote, roofied or, quote, dosed during the holiday gathering. Allegedly, this took place by somebody tampering with public water jugs that were set around, like the water coolers that were set around the facility to keep people hydrated, and as free drinking stations for those who probably didn't want to consume alcohol or didn't want to pay for, you know, $8 holiday, you know, Matsuri water or whatever. I don't know. You know, if you've ever been to a convention of any kind, you know that, generally speaking, concessions can be a little pricey. So these water stations are there just in the interest of public health and hydration, right? So the allegations are that there's people, especially one mentioned a Miles Morales cosplayer who was tampering with one of the jugs. And the suspicion was that people drank from these jugs, became inebriated, not even inebriated, they were just drugged, you know, essentially intoxicated, but yeah, they were roofied, and some of them had to go to the hospital. Now, these are all secondhand, third-hand accounts, social media accounts, aggregate stories, and whatnot. But there's multiple platforms where multiple posts where people are suggesting that the organizers and staff of Holiday Matsuri had attempted to repress the reports so as not to cause a panic, even going so far as to claim that there was an online kind of manifesto sort of thing referring to an incident that they were calling the game, which I'm not going to reference any further than that, except for to say that apparently this was some sort of collaborative scheme for predators that go to conventions in an attempt to elicit sexual Congress from unwilling participants by drugging them, and sometimes even selecting those participants based on the way that they're dressed. And I don't mean, were you wearing a low-cut top? I mean, are you a Spider-Gwen cosplayer? That's our thing this week. Are you cosplaying one of the characters from Baldur's Gate 3? That's the thing we're doing this week, which is singularly disgusting and also very worrisome, because now people could be very invested in these characters and these cosplays that they spent money on or worked very hard on to create and show off with their friends and hang out and enjoy. And then they have to worry about, well, now even more so, am I being targeted? It's a despicable act, and it's a despicable way to approach any situation personally, first of all. But the scarier thing is the notion, and I'm saying notion because there is no actual evidence that I've seen that supports that this is actually happening. But the allegations from the community at large claiming that Holiday Matsuri organizers and staff were trying to quash these reports, and also that they had foreknowledge of this conceived plot to play the game, as they were calling it, during Holiday Matsuri, and they didn't make any efforts to increase security or to more properly manage any attempts at tampering, shall we say, or to boost their communication. So these claims are, like I said, still under investigation. And if there's anybody who has any firsthand accounts, anybody who is close to the people who are organizing Holiday Matsuri, I'm going to try to reach out myself again, because I was trying to scrape news together and it was almost impossible to really find anybody who was there and or who had experienced it, you know, who was there and experienced it firsthand. As unfortunate as that would have been, it would have been very beneficial to have spoken to somebody to get a better understanding of it. Holiday Matsuri, though, at the time of this recording, has claimed that no reports were filed regarding this incident as of Christmas Eve 2023. And they made that statement on Twitter and advised that affected parties should report to the Orange County Sheriff's Office and offer to, quote, assist in facilitating reporting, end quote, to the Orange County Sheriff's Office and to the Orlando World Center Marriott in an attempt to further the investigation and hopefully bring whomever did this heinous and disgusting act to justice. I sincerely, my heart goes out to everybody who was somehow affected by this. And I hope that they catch whomever it was, person or persons that were involved with this, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law and then some. One of the scariest things about this is that while it's technically been perceived by a lot of the community to be a giant party convention more than anything with a singular unified focus, like, you know, perhaps a PAX East where the primary focus is gaming, or maybe another convention where the primary focus would be cosplay and cosplayers or art or music. It's known that during the days at Holiday Matsuri, a lot of times people will bring their kids. And having worked in the hospitality industry before, I know firsthand that not every houseman crew that works on refreshing these stations does the best job. I have worked behind the scenes at convention hotels in the past, one of the larger ones, and I will say that while I felt like our team always did their best to keep on top of the maintenance and upkeep and refreshing of every station in our, you know, generally designated area, not every crew was as diligent, and it was pretty widely known which crews were on point and which crews were kind of shaky. So there could be a long string of who's to blame and who's going to ultimately catch hell for this. But I sincerely hope that they find the perpetrators and, again, literally put them under the jail. There's no place for this. It's a scary enough situation that adults are going to be susceptible to it, but it's a holiday thing. Kids will be present sometimes during these events. Imagine if some kid had gotten a hold of some of that tainted beverage, allegedly tainted beverage. And then you have a very scary situation for a smaller body who could definitely be at high risk of not just being sick, but also dying. So I hope that these despicable creatures are caught and punished. And that said, also, if you're out there and you hear the sound of my voice and you know something about this incident, if you're able to get me in touch with somebody who is one of the organizers of the Holiday Matsuri event, God, I'd love to be able to get a chat with Orange County Sheriff's Office media representative or somebody from the Orlando World Center Marriott. I would be more than happy to interview them and to talk to them about what's happened and what their take on the incident was, how they're handling it, how the investigation's proceeding, just in the interest of public safety, because I think that it's very important that that kind of transparency is maintained for the community so that people feel safe and they feel like, okay, these people care. They're actually trying to do something to protect us. They're not just paying us lip service on Twitter or on other social media to say like, well, you know, we don't hear anything just yet. And you know, it the Twitter post that I read, which was the one from their official, you know, X Twitter handle, while it was very much in the lines of politesse, we just wanted to say the right thing without incriminating ourselves, I kind of wanted more. Especially with the whole allegation that, you know, hey, you guys heard about this and you didn't do anything to protect us. You didn't do anything to up your security. That would be an allegation that if were it me, I would want to have addressed immediately and be very loud and vocal about what we did and what we didn't do so that there were no legal, you know, fingers pointing in our direction. However, that said, I don't have that responsibility. That is not my experience, and I don't have to worry about that just yet. But if anybody out there knows and they want to talk to me about it, I'd be more than happy to meet you halfway and listen to what you got to say. Because I think it's a relevant concern for security's sake, but also it would make the community feel a little bit more at ease and a little bit, it would build some trust between Hall Mat and its organizers and the community of attendees at large. Anyway, we're going to move on to some weird stuff. This is going to be a weird little section of the podcast. I know that some people have weird habits that they do inside their homes. And, you know, everybody's got their thing, right? I don't know what your thing is. You don't know what my thing is. Some people arrange their clothes by color. That's one thing that I do. I arrange my shirts by color. Makes it easier for me to pick out an outfit when I want one. Some people have even weirder habits. Like, I know some people who leave just mugs and mugs and cups laying around forever and ever, and then one day they have to go through and collect everything that's not growing a plant out of it and wash them all together. That makes me want to barf. But I also noticed this one thing that's been happening, and I don't know who's doing it. I don't know where it's coming from. I've noticed it just recently. And somebody comes to the house and spits loogies into our guest bathroom sink and doesn't rinse them down. And it makes me want to vomit every time I see it because I never catch it right when it happens. I'm usually, you know, in the middle of entertaining or cleaning or cooking or whatever. So I'll be busy with something else for hours. And plus I have my own bathroom. I don't use the guest bathroom unless I absolutely have to, which is basically only when I'm streaming or recording the podcast. So I probably wouldn't even see what had happened in that bathroom for maybe a day or two because I just don't go in there. I have my own master bathroom. Why would I? And then I go in there and there's just dried mucus in the bottom of my sink. It's fucking gross, dude. And that's something you could do at your own house. Whatever. That seems like something you might be comfortable doing at your house. Why the fuck would you come here and do that though? And then not rinse it down the sink? I just don't get that. It just seems like how disconnected from reality are you that you're just comfortable enough to do that in somebody else's house? You know what I mean? Like, would you just take off your pants in the living room just because you wanted to make yourself more comfortable and relax? You can stretch out in your underwear? No. So why the fuck are you leaving lung butter in my sink? Fuck it. I don't know who's doing it. And I wish I could find him. It'd be worth seeing him do that nasty shit just to know who it was so I could cuss him out. I don't know, and I don't know who it is. I could not begin to imagine who it would be, but it would be such a fucking coup for me to find out who it was. But then I thought about it a little bit more, and I'm like, you know what? Have you ever, like, forgotten yourself? Just been out somewhere, maybe at a friend's house, maybe out in public, maybe at, like, an event, and you just do something that you would only really ever do at home, but you catch yourself doing it out in public? It's wild because I don't really have anything like that. And I tried to think about maybe I've done something like that in the past. You know what I mean? That like maybe this is like some weird karmic debt being repaid. I think the most bizarre thing I've ever done in that way, but not like that way, nothing gross, but like done something that I would do at my house and done it to somebody else's house was I've rearranged toiletries at somebody's bathroom sink. Like I'm like, that looks weird over there and I'll move it. Like it's not my place to be moving around like your mouthwash and your little, you know, toothbrush holder or whatever. I have done that just because it makes it feel weird for me to look at it certain ways. I've done that before. I don't do that anymore. I was much younger when I used to do that kind of shit, but it was definitely my need for order and cleanliness that was on full-blown display. And it's been so bad at certain points that I have actually cleaned. I've been on multiple occasions. I've been to someone else's house and I've taken it upon myself to take an extra long bathroom break just so I can clean their sink and their toilet area because I can't stand to be around it. Like, it bothers my soul. I was at a friend's house and it was so filthy and disgusting. I was like, I'm going to leave. Like, your place is nasty and I don't like it and it makes me uncomfortable and I'm leaving. Granted, none of this was said, but I was there maybe half an hour to an hour and I was like, I gotta go. I forgot I had some shit to do today. Like, just the filth that you live in bothers my spirit. So I had to fucking bounce, you know? And I get that that's a little different, but like, I don't mess with other people's shit. I don't like people mess with mine. Prime example, I think we talked about this before, moving kitchen utensils around in the kitchen. My wife moves them because she's like, it looks better this way. I'm like, I don't give a fuck how it looks. There's only 3 feet of counter space here. You move this thing 8 inches forward, now I've got less counter space to move stuff around. Don't touch my stuff. So I'm like, I think that probably is the worst thing, you know what I mean? But that'd be like fucking with the keys on somebody's laptop. This is kind of like my workstation in here. I don't go around there and just start, you know, put your stapler, you know, glue it to the bottom of your desk or whatever, or pull off the keys on your keyboard and swap them around or any shit like that. Don't touch my stuff, okay? Don't touch my stuff. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, that might be the weirdest thing I've ever done, is just rearrange somebody's, you know, bathroom sink shit. But have you ever met somebody who had some weird proclivity that you're like, you do this by yourself, why are you cool with doing this shit in my house? Like, I had a couple of stories like that. There was one time, long time ago, man, I can't even remember exactly how long ago it was, but it was at least 8 or 9 years back, where I'd been seeing this chick for a little while. And I mean, she was cool and everything like that. And we just hang out, go here, go there, hang out at her place, hang out at my place. And it wasn't very long that we'd been seeing each other, maybe like a couple of weeks. And then she came over to visit, hang out at my place. We had hung out like just out in public a couple times. And while we were hanging out, we're watching some show or something like that. And homegirl like farted like she was the only person in the room. Like, with authority. You know what I mean? Like, I get that gas happens, but, like, this almost felt like, it almost felt like territory marking. Like, she farted like she was trying to make it stick in the leather on my couch. And that distressed me highly. Because she was way too comfortable, way too fast, dog. Like, this isn't like, you know, 6 months, a year, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years in down the road. This is like less than three calendar weeks. And all of a sudden, here you are blasting ass into my couch, dog. I'm like, nah, I'm not for that. That's some wild shit that you do when you're at home by yourself. But we're not cool like that just yet. Needless to say, that obviously that relationship did not last past like that weekend. That was the end of that shit. I'm like, the next time she comes over here and farts like this, we might get into a fist fight. Like, it felt so aggressive that like I felt like she was maybe had like a secret camera and was on one of those dare, like the, you know, like the Impractical Jokers kind of shows where she was waiting to see just how much wild shit she could get away with in my house. I'm like, I don't respect this move at all. Not even a little bit. And it was another girl like a while back, I mean, fucking forever ago, that I was cool with. No, we weren't like, you know, we weren't hooking up or anything like that. Just, you know, somebody I'm chilling with who would like pick and eat their boogers while we were like chilling. And you catch them every now and again, just randomly, whether we were like, you know, at her place, you know, out in public, every now and again, you just catch her just like, it was almost like a reflex action. It was like, the way it went down, it felt like the same way as when you think about the fact that you've blinked a lot. like maybe the wind blows across your eyelashes and you blink a couple times. You're like, that was a lot. It was like she just had like this autonomous reflex of just picking a booger and eating it. And I was like, oh, that's so not okay. Look, I do what you do, but that was just a lot to fucking digest, no pun intended, while I'm sitting right here. I can fucking see you, dude. Like, at least front, like, put a napkin over your face, lean your head down, something, but just nah, loud and proud, chin up and everything, gotta get one. I was like, this is bizarre as fuck. This is a weird ass move right now. And I was like, I think that might be it. Like, sometimes people get comfortable enough that they subconsciously let some of their own personal private behaviors become known publicly around people that are even in like an intimate setting where it's just maybe like you and a couple of friends. They just let some of their inner shit come out. And you're like, nah, don't need to know this much about you, dog. That's a step too far. So yeah, I don't know. But if I started thinking about that kind of stuff, like weird things that people do. Have you ever caught yourself doing something like that? If you have, let me know. I promise I won't read your name on the air. If you do, let me know about that. I promise you I won't put that on blast. But I will read your comment. If you're like, yeah, I used to do this weird thing where I do blah, 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 I'd be like, ah, we're not going to say who this is, but I see you. Maybe make yourself like a burner account so I don't know who you are if you're somebody I know in real life. That'd be hilarious. I wouldn't come like, yo, is that Tim? Tim, yo, nasty ass ain't allowed to come to my house no more. Tim, I can't believe you, man. I actually shared my food with you. Ew. Well, anyway, probably ended on a slightly more lighthearted note than anything else. That has been another Wandering One Studios podcast. This is another Wandering One podcast. We did it, the first one of 2024. Hell yeah. Super excited. Here's to a new year of fun and podcasting and all kinds of other great stuff. I really want to get out and do some more events. I think it's about time, especially if I'm able to secure any kind of sponsors. That would be awesome. So if you guys know of a sponsor that's like, hey, you know, somebody's like, I'd love to sponsor a podcast. You want to start with somebody who's small and coming up? Let me know. I can check out their stuff and maybe we can make something happen. But in the meantime, in between time, thank you guys for everything that you do. Whether you're listening, supporting the podcast by sharing it with your friends, supporting it financially, however you choose to show your support, it means the world to me. And I appreciate the hell out of each and every one of you. So don't forget, you can always catch up with me on Twitch at twitch.tv/linkib for gaming stuff. I'm going to be redoing the schedule through the month of January and also rebranding things a little bit. So you may not see too many streams in the first couple of weeks here. Maybe a little bit here, maybe a little bit there. Might do like a watch party every now and again. Pop some movie on Amazon Prime and sit back and chat with people. I don't know. Try to keep it light the first couple of weeks while I get things situated and get things sorted. But yeah, pop over onto twitch.tv/linkib to join me there. Check out the Streamlabs store. If you're interested in some merch, go and pick it up. It's streamlabs.com/linkib/merch. Super cool if you do that. Patreon. Yeah, now it's $3 a month for those exclusive episodes, two of which are going to be going up this weekend, and then next weekend I'm going to record the one for January, so those January subscribers, you're going to have your exclusive episode just for you, and yeah, I mean, it's cheaper than those berries that you're going to buy this weekend, they're going to just go to waste in the fridge and spoil, you know the ones you get with the best of intention, like I'll put these on top of a salad. Or I'll make myself smoothies this week. This week I'm turning my diet around. And come next weekend, there'll just be this grayish, bluish, whitish mash in the back of your fridge. You forgot about them. So yeah, instead of wasting money on those berries that you know are just going to rot in the back of the fridge, you can throw $3 at me and I'll do some podcast stuff for you. And if you hit the Patreon and let me know, if you have a question, a comment, an anecdote that you want to share, or maybe you want some advice, hit me up and then I can give back to you. Each one, reach one, right? So don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share it. You know, tell that, you're out there, you're single, maybe tell that cute person from Accounts Payable or that hot waiter that you see when you go to the diner after the bar. Yeah, tell them about the podcast. That'd be pretty dope. All right, guys. Have a good one. Happy New Year. Happy 2024 to everyone. Peace and love, and I'll see you a little further on down the line.